and that there is no division between their being big and my being big. We all have to be big in order for me to be big. That's just the reality. That's the underlying earth truth. So in sitting down and talking about that, and that's why I put that in Waking Up as a beginning place. Planning the future we want, I think, is what I called it. And I stuck it at the end of the book. And, you know, I put it up on the website as a tool. I think it's the very first one. That if we begin saying, okay, let's meet each other's creative needs rather than wait for that movie or wait for that this or wait for that. But now I'm more and more convinced, because of the time issue, the crunch we're under with the consumption of the planet, that it has to be tied to a larger goal of moving on as a species, that it has to be tied to a sense of unity with our brothers and sisters struggling all over the world. This is something that all of us have to do. And so having some art collective in one small community, it may feel good, but it's not going to get us our future unless it is consciously intending to. In the same way that Bentham was powerful for power, his certainty was powerful for power, because it unified their thinking, it helped give them certainty, and they concentrated their efforts on a goal. I believe that's more important than the trillions amassed in the financial industries to guarantee in their minds as security to get them to that goal of total suppression of the world population. And I don't mean that as an internal suppression. I don't necessarily mean in, hardcore. Although we're seeing that, obviously, I believe there'll be differential means used for differential groups, depending on who they think they can con and who they can buy off and who they can't. But if we do not have the goal of a redesigned society globally in mind, then it will be co-opted. No doubt. It will fit right into those various ideologies we talked about of control, whether nationalism or this notion of the superiority of this people over that people, the notion that we have to serve the installation of the triumph of science and technology, or the rule of reason, whatever the ideology is that separates us from our brothers and sisters or convinces us to give up our gifts or put them on hold. We will be suckered into that because we want our gifts to live some kind of way, even if it's in a tiny little familial kind of bubble. So how do we believe in our gifts? It's not a easy thing, but we have to take the first step by first acknowledging that we want to talk about it with each other. There's a deep pain in not being seen, that our gifts aren't valued. A good friend of mine who I think about you daily, Bob, I don't know how you're doing, but I'm thinking about you. You're always in my heart. And when I first, Bob is a journeyman electrician. When I first met him running a job, he's a general foreman. And I instantly could see he had enormous gifts that he wasn't using. And my entire friendship with him, I was continually trying to push him to move, use more and more and more. And he wouldn't. And I believe it stems from early on not having them seen, literally. Not believing that they were any, it's no better than anybody else. I'm no better than anybody. I'm not suggesting anyone is better. I'm suggesting that we are priceless, each one. And we're conned into believing the opposite, that we are tools to serve the few. And so just saying that out loud with each other and beginning to grow them with each other is huge. If it's tied to a goal of supporting our brothers and sisters to get free of this system, all of us, and to not diminish the suffering of someone stuck in a job because there's folks literally in slavery or being slaughtered for their mineral resources. We are all in this together. We are all the pawns of this system. And it is wrong, plain and simple. It is wrong. And when something is wrong, you work to make it right. Now back to that question of when you were two, like Nanji Dewey, and what could I do? Not knowing what I know now, I don't think I could have done anything but what I did do, which is try to hang on to my soul a little bit. But If I did know what I know now, I pretty much believe, I mean, I believe I would have figured out a way to do the work I'm doing now with my brothers and sisters. And I know folks are doing that, that they are putting their own gifts first over jobs. A lot of people are trying to figure out how to hang on to themselves while doing jobs. I'm just suggesting we take the next step of organizing around that truth, that it's not just a few of us who have gifts that we're trying to hang on to. It's every human being, and that we have to reach out to each other. So how do we start is the question.